How do you make slabs without a slab roller? By Kevin. One of the most important things you need to build slab projects is slabs. Slab rollers can be very expensive and hard to store in a smaller studio. Many hand builders love using slabs to make mugs, plates, bowls, and so many more forms. If you don't have a slab roller, there are a few ways you can make slabs without one. First way. If you have your 25-pound bag of clay, you can make or buy a pocket slab slicer. Slots are about 1 centimeter apart. To make a pocket slab slicer, you will need to sticks of wood don't have to be too long. Mark 1/4 inch from the bottom and continue AA as high as you want to go. Cut grooves into the marked spots so that you can slide your wire tool into the grooves. Label the cuts so you can make sure that they are matched up and you cut an even slab. Once you have made your pocket slab roller, all you need to do is fit the wire into the two grooves tighten. I put the ends of the sticks onto the flat surface and pull evenly to cut a slab. Second way. Make 2 balls of clay that are the same sizes. Make 2 pinch pots that are the same size and slip and score them together. Rib smooth, with the 2 pots joined, there is an air pocket inside, so as long as you don't puncture the ball, you will have an easier time smoothing it out. Next, use your needle tool to poke a small hole in the clay so that it doesn't explode when it goes into the kiln. This is very important if you don't want your tool to blow up. Once it is bisqued, we can move on to the next part. Use your wire tool to cut a chunk of clay off of the block. Use your new tool we just made to pound the clay. Try and pound the clay evenly so you don't have to do too much work in the next step. Once you have gotten the slab to 1 inch thick, you are ready to start rolling it out. It is optional, but I suggest you buy some thickness strips. You can just buy a few sticks of wood that are different widths, usually 1/4 inch, 1/2 inch, 3/4 inch. 1 inch, you will need 2 of each thickness. Use a rolling pin and the thickness strips to roll the clay out. Remember to roll the slab, pick it up, and rotate it 45 degrees arch time. This ensures that the slab doesn't stick, and it makes the slab more even. Third way. Cut a slab of clay off the block and use thickness strips and your rolling pin to roll it out. Again, make sure that you pick up your slab and rotate it so that it doesn't stick, and it ensures that you have compressed the clay evenly.